You're with Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and on the phone by the president of Madisonville Community College, Dr. Judy Rhodes. Thanks for being back on Sounds Good, Dr. Rhodes.
Delighted to be on your program.
We're here today to celebrate the fact that Madisonville Community College is one of four community colleges in the Commonwealth who've been invited to compete for the 2015 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence and $1 million in prize funds. This is something that Madisonville Community College has actually done before as well.
Actually, 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Out of 1,200 community and technical colleges across the nation, 150 are chosen based on student success data.
And we have to say that West Kentucky has two community colleges in the running, also West Kentucky Community and Technical College in Paducah. We'll be talking with Dr. Renee Aiken next week about their run for the money. But, you know, I think, Dr. Rhodes, the metrics involved in being chosen are pretty interesting. Do you want to address those?
Yes. Basically, there are 12 or 15 metrics, but basically it's recognition of high achievement and performance among Americans community colleges for exceptional student outcomes. And by that, we're talking about graduation rates, retention rates, that type of thing, student learning, certificate and degree completion, employment and earnings, and high levels of access and success for minority and low-income students. Those are the different areas. So basically, our scores were pretty high in relation to others that are in the running for the money.
It seems to me that running for the Aspen Prize is also addressing some of the priorities for education in Kentucky.
Yes, that's true. The whole emphasis is on student learning, student success, students being able to transfer easily, and students to be able to go into the job market and be very successful. So a huge measure is your graduation rate and your retention rate. And we're real proud of our graduation rates and our retention rates.
Well, every institution seeks to be able to boast about those two factors. So congratulations to your institution. You know, this isn't the only award that Madisonville Community College is crowing about at this point. I understand that you are one of 10 national finalists for a Bellwether Award. Would you tell me about that?
Yes, that comes through our Workforce Solutions Project, and that is serving students with workforce programs with low incomes and helping them get into the job market and be very successful. So we're real proud of that. We're sending the person to Florida to hopefully be the finalist, if not the winner.
That's pretty outstanding, and not the least of the awards that you're speaking about or that you can boast is being chosen for the American Association of Community Colleges 50 Encore Completion Program. What's that?
Yes, that's concentrating on two different areas. And basically, those areas are working with information in the medical field and human services. And it's working with adults over 50 to support them in completing their degrees.
Now, the time span for that is what, Dr. Rhodes?
I'm not real sure, but usually grants are over a 2 or 3 year period.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty darn fine. What else is happening on campus? We spoke earlier today with Brad Downell about the Uncommon Wealth exhibit in the Ann P. Baker Gallery and the shows upcoming. Those are super.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. People from far away should come to those the performance and the art exhibit.
What else is going on academically this semester that you're particularly proud of?
My goodness, we opened January the 6th a new business synergy lab. It's a state-of-the-art lab with probably none in Kentucky just like it. Our faculty visited colleges in South Carolina, Tennessee, and Indiana to visit their labs, and it is a lab for students, but it's also a lab for existing businesses to come in and do brainstorming or what they call ideation now to come up with ideas to improve and strengthen their business. You'll have to come and see it. It is first class. We are very excited about that. And it's real interesting. The first day students came to class in their jeans and that type of thing and be in such a nice space. The next day they came dressed up like they were going to work. So it's a really high-skilled place. Another thing we're real proud of is our manufacturing program, which is called Advanced Integrated Technology. And Chattanooga State Community College is partnering with us. That's a community college of 10,000 students, 30 teachers in their manufacturing program, and they're partnering with us in a National Science Foundation grant. We are becoming a regional magnet for manufacturing in our region. Plus, we have a 2+2 with Murray that they will be offering the last 2 years in Madisonville, and it will be a 4-year program.
Wow.
Yes, so lots of exciting things are happening.
I'm still on ideation. Is that what I heard you say?
That is a new word.
Yes,
and,
it is.
It is a new word. It's called ideation. And it basically came from Pepperdine University in California. They sent a trainer here to work with our faculty through economic development on entrepreneurship. And that is part of the process that goes for an entire day. You start at 8 in the morning, go to 5 in the afternoon, in this ideation process. So we've used it at the college, and it really works, and it's pretty phenomenal. But that's their word, ideation.
You know, as you were speaking, I was envisioning the students all being with wires attached to their brains sitting in a classroom.
Cute. That's cute. Well, actually, it's supposed to make the brain come alive and come up with ideas you would never have because it's called Business Synergy Lab, where you put 10, 15 people together and synergize on solving different problems or coming up with new and innovative ways to do things. The other thing we're proud of is that we were in the governor's budget for a post-secondary education building, mainly for the use of Murray State University. So if it stays in the budget throughout the session, we'll be raising $5 million to access the $15 million from the state.
I guess you'll be keeping your fingers crossed.
Actually, we've crossed our fingers, and we're working hard. And with hard work, you can make it happen. And if you get it in your mind, you can make it happen as well. And we have great partners. We have great partners. And we're proud of Murray State on our campus. They have about 1,000 enrollments with 9 or 10 BS degrees and 9 or 10 master's degrees on our campus. So we're real proud of that as well.
Well, good grief, Dr. Rhodes. You're going great guns, and I'm so thankful that you took some time with us today. Congratulations.
Always delighted, and I just love public radio. I learned so much that I would never even think about, and I just love to tell other people about it. So thank you for all you do. We're very appreciative.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks.